saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking doubt upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. Normally, we have Wayne Levine with us for the men's room, but he is on holiday, and Wayne, unlike me, when he is on holiday, he does turn things off, so he's a smart man. But we are graced by having Pastor Drew Sams with us for both this segment and the next segment. Pastor Drew Sams has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 7 years. Pastor Drew and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California, and they are the proud parents of their first son, Judah Andrew Sams. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Always great to be on board, and greetings across the country.
Yes, I'm broadcasting from WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, my Salem station that is got top 20 market, and I guess we have more than a few listeners occasionally when they broadcast my show. I understand you're a stay-at-home dad today, so tell us how that's going, and please, as I always ask you when I first speak to you on air, give us the update on the health and welfare of baby Judah Andrew Sams.
Well, Judah's doing great. He's about 10 feet away from me, playing with one of his toys strapped into a bouncy seat, and he's 4.5 months, and this morning I took him to get an oil change, so he went with me. We were doing some guy things this morning. He did great.
Oh, I thought you meant a figurative oil change, like something. That's so funny. You meant literally an oil change.
Literally an oil change. Of course, we have his diaper change many times a day. But, my wife's car needed an oil change, literally. So,
I've got a very important dad question. Have you been going with real diapers or disposables?
You know, it was a decision that we talked about and thought about quite a bit and asked friends and family. And, you know, we decided to go with disposable diapers. And, you know, I know there's
smart move.
Smart move.
We did the real diapers for about a day.
Yeah.
And we did not last. I mean, they had the service and everything, and we thought, oh, we're going to be very cool and organic and natural, and then we threw that out the window within 24 hours for a whole host of obvious reasons that you already know.
Yeah, and so a lot of choices we're going to make, hopefully, that you know, are good for the environment. And we're choosing to make our own baby food when he gets old enough to start having baby food.
Ah, that's
food.
Neat. So that's neat.
Little things like
that. I got to tell you a funny story unrelated to the topic. Speaking of choosing to take care of the environment, we are here in Cleveland right now, but yesterday I was in Dearborn, Michigan. And we were a guest of Ford because Ford has partially sponsored my trip by loaning me a Ford Flex for the drive. And we were invited to go to the Rouge plant, which is the original assembly line that Henry Ford built. That was, when it was first built, I believe it was 1.5 miles long.
Wow.
And the Model Ts would be off this assembly line. Well, Henry Ford's great-grandson, Bill Ford, is the current CEO of Ford, and he's a very eco-friendly guy. And he decided, for a whole host of reasons, that he needed to remodel this factory, which, is, of course, has been updated over the years. And he made probably one of the most environmentally conscious major factories in the world. And we had a tour of it, and the tour just... But then they took us to what they call the living roof. And the whole ceiling or roof of this very substantially large structure that makes Ford trucks is basically sodded and seeded with these various plants. And the result is that it collects water, and it has all these environmentally positive impacts that were kind of breathtaking on a scale and scope that I've never seen. I didn't even know it was possible. So that was really interesting. Now, I want to contrast that with the other thing that happened. Our host was a young man who's head of marketing there named Dan. And Dan decided he wanted to give us a little adventure. And I know you as a Southern California boy will appreciate this. So we met for lunch at a very nice place near the Ford offices. And then he said, well, I'm going to drive you guys to the factory. So we walk out, and he walks over to the car in which he's going to take us, and it is a Ford Shelby Cobra.
Oh.
660 horsepower convertible. and he took us on the ride of our life. This is Daniel Corsetti, and Dan, if you're listening, thank you again for an incredible day. That car was awesome.
I just can't tell you.
So speaking of oil changes, I was watching oil being built and made in a factory, driving one of the hottest cars I've ever been in. I mean, this is a supercar like you can't believe. It goes 0 to 60 in first gear in 3.8 seconds.
Ooh, wow. My son goes 0 to 60.
So the topic is actually today is about being cool. Well, I think we couldn't have been more cool than what we experienced yesterday. But I know you have some thoughts on that topic about, you know, I was wondering, was it cool for this old guy to go to the Outside Lands Music Festival a few weeks ago with my boys and 65,000 kids?
Yeah, and, you know, here are in the traditional men's room segment on your show, and I have an opportunity to speak often to the men at our church. I'm going away on a men's houseboat trip this upcoming September, next month. And whether it's men or it's parents, I often tell them, the coolest person you can be is just when you're comfortable in your own skin, who you are. So, you know, if you're a volleyball player, then embrace that. If you're a chess player, embrace that. If you're into cars, embrace that. If you are the top accountant, you know, in your firm, embrace that. I think it's when people try to be somebody they're not that they come across is quote-unquote not cool. And parents, I think, so often want to be cool for their kids, and in doing so, they try to be somebody they're not, trying to fit in with their friends by being different than how they are at home. And that's when kids say, Mom, Dad, come on. So I think you're never too old to be cool, and I think that's fantastic you went on that, not only this trip, but also that concert with your son.
Well, it was quite an event. I don't really think I was too old to go. I mean, I obviously wrote that title to be a little provocative, but there were times, I must say, where I'm thinking in particular of the Neil Young performance, where it was so crowded that it was truly standing room only. You could not move.
Wow.
And we were in that position for about 45 minutes prior to him performing, which he did for nearly 2 hours. So for this guy, standing in one position, crowded around by thousands upon thousands of people, unable to sit, move, or leave, is not my idea of, I think I'd rather have the CD next time. But it was awesome to be that close. And it was interesting to really observe young people in their environment. So from my point of view as a dad, and my point of view as someone who writes and speaks and talks about parenting and what it's like to be a young boy or girl growing up and all those issues, being literally in the midst of it was just highly educational.
That's so interesting.
At times, I felt old only because I just didn't relate to things that they were doing or saying, particularly the tattoos. There's a picture on of me with four girls, I believe, that I met that's on the blog, and one of them was this absolutely friendly gal named Clark, and she's a hairstylist. And she just was tatted up and gauged up and pierced up in ways that just were very uninteresting, let's just be kind, to me. Yet I could see this gorgeous young gal under it all. And I enjoyed talking to her and just having a kick because I talked to everybody there. But I went, wow, if I were her age, I mean, would I find that attractive?
You know, hey, while you were there, did you find a lot of the kids, as they're watching the concert, watching the bands, behind their cell phones, video recording it?
Oh, it was so much of that. Plus, the main stage had very large screens, video screens. So you had kind of the multiple reality of video and live and recorded and everybody Instagramming and talking to their friends, plus the unmistakable, very pervasive smell of a substance that is not tobacco. was there, and an extraordinary amount of what I called beer juggling. But I think we'll continue this after our break, and I'd love to go. I know you're going on a family vacation soon, so actually I would love to talk about that since I'm on a road trip family vacation, and maybe segue into that for our next segment. We will be right back after these commercials.
Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out, too busy a living to worry about a thing called love.